Hey, this is Morgan Pratt with the JMAC for Congress campaign. If you're listening to this podcast, sounds like you like JMAC. You can find out more about him by going to his Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube channel. Please remember to subscribe and rate us. Now coming up, more JMAC.
Hello there, and welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast. I'm so glad that you are here with us. Now, we did take a break from our podcast over the holidays. We gave Mo Pratt a break, but now that the new year is starting and the 2020 campaign is beginning in earnest, it's time to fire this bad boy up again, and I want to do so by answering some of your questions. Now, I've had several of you reach out to me and accuse me of something or ask me a question about something, and it has to do with President Trump. And a lot of people are suggesting that I am leaning towards President Trump like I didn't used to when I was on the radio. And I want to address this. If this is something that you're feeling, I want to reach out to you and tell you my perspective on this issue. What you have to remember is that I'm not a talk show host anymore. I'm now running for public office. So my job as a talk radio show host was to come on the air every day and share with you my thoughts and opinions about the news that happened that day, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And that's why Trump would come up a lot. We would talk about his tweets a lot. You know how I feel about his Twitter account. That has not changed. What has changed is I'm running in a Republican primary. Now think about that. My job until June is to go to Republicans and tell them why I should be their nominee for office in the 4th District, why I'm the one that they should choose to run against Ben McAdams. So my messaging is going to be about all of the commonalities that I have with Republicans, why I'm a good fit. Now, if you've listened to my talk show for long enough, you know that there are many places where I have agreed with President Trump in the past. I've agreed with his tax reform, with his deregulation. I supported his Supreme Court nomination. I supported that he identified China as a huge problem and that we've been their whipping boy for decades. So it's important that people understand that although I have been critical of this president, there are areas where I support this president. Now, you should know by now, if you know me, that I'm not all in or all out on any candidate or any issue. I have to take it piece by piece by what they do and what they say. So with that in mind, my job right now is to tell Republicans and those who support President Trump where I agree with them and to help them understand where I disagree with them. Now, if that seems to you as if I'm leaning towards President Trump, I would ask you one question. Have I changed any policy? Have I changed any opinion that I have about this president? And the answer to that question is no. I was against impeachment before I left the air. I'm against impeachment now. There's no issue where suddenly I've decided, oh, I was completely wrong about the president. It's just that I didn't spend every day on the radio telling you where I agree with him because each day brought a new issue. So now the number one question that I get as a Republican is how do I feel about President Trump? So I'm spending my time answering those questions and I'm where I've always been. I support him on key issues. I don't support his Twitter account, and that upsets a lot of Republicans. I've had people yell at me because I don't support his Twitter account. I'm not changing on that because I think we need to use our pulpit to change hearts and minds, and I don't think his Twitter account does that. I also believe that we're supposed to love our neighbor and love our enemies. I don't think his Twitter reflects that, but that doesn't mean I think he should be removed from office. So the question for you, if you're going to reach out to me and say, J-Mac, you've totally changed over Trump. Tell me where I've changed on policy. Tell me where I've changed my position. The fact that I'm going to spend the first 6 months of this year telling Republicans where I have commonalities with them and why they should support me, that doesn't change anything as far as how I feel about the issues. It just means my job is different. So my messaging is going to be different. And guess what? If I do win the primary, and we think we will, when I win the primary, my messaging is going to change then again. Because at that point, I will have the support of conservatives and Republicans. So now it will be my job to go to independents and unaffiliated and tell them where I represent them. But the key is, am I changing core positions along the way? Or am I just highlighting the commonalities that I have with that particular voting bloc? I would suggest to you, I haven't changed. I've changed my messaging for sure, but that doesn't mean that suddenly today I'm a Trump supporter. I told you I'm back and forth. Depends on the day, depends on the tweet, depends on the policy. Now, I will tell you that I might be getting ready to eat some crow when it comes to President Trump. As I pointed out, I feel that he was the only president to take on China. There would no other president who had the potential to be elected or who has been a president in the past was willing to take on China and their trade policies. This president has done that. Now, I, on the radio, took some issue with using tariffs in order to accomplish this goal. I suggested that it's going to be a very long road and that the American citizens are going to suffer and that it's going to hurt the economy. Now, there has been suffering. It has had a negative impact on farmers and the economy, but it may not be a long road. There's already an initial trade deal with China. If he pulls this off and he's able to stop the abuses of China, you're going to hear me doing two things. One, you're going to hear me eating crow and saying I was wrong. Two, you're going to hear me celebrating the result that this president was able to take on China and get them to stop abusing the entire world when it comes to trade. I'm ready to eat crow. I'm ready to do it. So the initial signs look positive. Let's watch and see. I did say from the very beginning that this is an area where I think Trump could have the greatest impact. And this president has followed up on that. So we'll see. So maybe you should get ready for J-Mac to eat some crow. And that will be a change in my messaging. But it's not based upon who I'm targeting. It's based upon my own opinions, like I always do, and my own fearless honesty. So I hope you'll look back and consider and ask the question, is J-Mac flip-flopping on something because now he's trying to get the Republican vote? Or is he just sharing with Republicans what he's always believed? Because I am a conservative, always have been. And I'm just highlighting those things. So if you think I've changed my opinion on something, please let me know and I'll consider it. Put it in the comments, send me an email directly, Facebook me, DM me, whatever you want to do. But this was important enough for me to bring it up and to remind people this is an election. It's not a talk show anymore. And so I have to message directly to those people who I'm asking to represent. That's what I'm doing. I hope that helps you understand the process and what's going on in my mind at this point. And with that, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks for listening to the JMAC podcast. If you'd like to donate to JMAC for Congress, you can go to jmacforutah.com. That's jmacforutah.com.